You're probably wondering where I am right now. If you hear my echo, I can't hear my echo. I'm under a tunnel and it's pissing down with rain. Excuse my language, but I'm really bored and I decided to go out for a lovely walk. Since I really have nothing else to do. My dad thought it was stupid because where I am right now is kind of flooded. Hopefully I don't bring my phone, my being out in the rain for so long. But I like walking out in the rain. Even if it is pretty heavy. I don't mind if it's kind of light, but yeah, it's pretty stormy today. Alright, hold on. Almost at the top. Okay, almost there. And I'm here. Hopefully there's no one around. And there isn't. So, why am I making this lovely podcast for you all? For one person. I don't know. I was thinking of stuff to say, but I can't really think of anything. So, if my phone gets wet, I'll just blame myself since, well, it is raining and I'm out here for no reason. But you do have some lovely background inside it there. Back room. Hold on, let me catch my breath. Right. You do have some lovely background sound effects. There we go, got it. You can hear the rain. Well, hopefully you can hear the rain. Well, not hopefully, but anyway, yeah, it's raining. And I'm quite annoyed that the sun is not here. Since I really enjoyed the past 2 or 3 days just walking around outside myself, listening to some music. All that, but like the other day there I went for a 3-hour walk by myself, just listening to music the whole time. I went to, I think there's a helicopter coming. Oh, I went to this town near me. It's like 5.5 kilometers there and back. I'm not sure what that is in miles, but I'd say it's pretty far. Then after that I went to this place called Castle Hill, which is this weird, it's not weird, it's this place where this old Roman fort used to be. You can actually still see the Roman fort there, so you can see the wall and stuff like that. You can actually walk into it and stuff. But there's the big wall, Antonine Wall there, so you can see that. Well, it's not big, it's pretty small, but you can still see parts of it left. So I went up there and for some reason made a video. I don't know why, but I did, and sat up there for like 5 minutes, then went back down home and lay in bed. Well, not lay in bed. Well, yeah, basically just lay in bed. Nothing else to do. I still haven't put the video up on Twitter yet. I don't know if I can be bored, since I need to actually go on my computer and do it, because the Twitter thing I use doesn't support uploading videos to YouTube. Not YouTube. To Twitter. So yeah. And the reason I'm doing this is because I have nothing else to do, which I probably said before, I just can't remember. So I usually, especially last summer, I went out a walk quite a lot. Again, because I had nothing else to do until like September or early August. But this time, which is bad, is I'm going to, you know, a proper university this year, and it doesn't start till the very end of September. And you know, I've got like 3 months left of nothing to do. I've got a little few things here and there to go to see. Obviously, everyone in the world is going to see Harry Potter, so I'll be there day one, first showing. And another thing that popped up was, and I've never heard of it, but it's a free ticket to see it. It's this BBC show called Perfection or something. I went to one last month. It's called Secret Fortune. It's one of those national lottery shows. I went to that. That was fun. I was in the audience, obviously. Right behind the contestants. Lovely Irish couple. I won't waste it since none of you probably care. So I went to that. I already said we went to that, so really this is old news. But I'm going to another one, which is exciting because I'll be on TV again, hopefully. I'm trying to get myself around on TV, obviously. Just to see if I can see myself, because I was on the X Factor last year, and I can see myself in the audience. And I also got interviewed by Channel 4, which is a channel here, hence the name Channel 4. Interviewed for the BAFTAs in Edinburgh. I was there on a day out with friends, and we ran and got pulled up by this lovely, well, not, she's lovely, yeah, but this nice woman who, during an interview, just wouldn't stop smiling. And it was really awkward because they had to, you know, the camera was right up on my face. So I really didn't look good that day. I was pretty awful. And the camera was right up on my face, and she was like, had this big grin on her face the whole time while I was being interviewed. It was really awkward because I've never been interviewed before. And I'm not sure if I made it onto the BAFTAs because I didn't watch it. It was pretty stupid. But it was still cool getting interviewed. I have experience of, you know, this big, well, she's not big, this woman standing in front of me grinning and I'm talking to her. I've always wondered why people, you know, weren't looking directly at the camera. But at the end, I, you know, looked at the camera and made a lovely peace sign because I'm cool. I've already mentioned this before. Probably last year I would have made one of these with another friend of mine. Yeah, that's that. What else is going on? What's happening in Sean's life? I'm probably going to Edinburgh again, actually, around August. It's July 7th now, isn't it? Already? Oh, what the hell? So around July 7th, not July 7th, I'm going, it's July 7th now, I think. So around end of August, I'll be, or is it August? I can't remember. Well, around August anyway, I'll be going to Edinburgh for this other thing. And no doubt the Channel 4 people will be there again, because they do it every year apparently. And this is just, I suppose it's my own fault for not going home when I should have went home. I stayed longer to talk to some of the people there because they were quite interesting. Another fun fact of the day, I was actually the first person ever in the UK to actually demonstrate a product. I'm not going to say which one it is because it's pretty nerdy, but I was the first one to ever demonstrate in the UK to someone. Well, I really wanted to demonstrate it, and so I've raised my hand. It's pretty cool, pretty fun. So I was the first person to do that. Really, I'm talking about last year because I have nothing going on this year, so that's why I'm bringing up the past. I've been going on for 8 minutes now. What the hell am I doing? See, what's been going on recently? What's been going on? What's been going on? What's been going on? What's been going on? I was going to mention being the highest in the class again, but that kind of seems a bit full of myself. Because I mentioned that in the last one I made with my other friend. But okay, I'll mention it again. I was the highest in my class for my diploma thing. I got an A. I got, what did I get? 93% out of 100, obviously. So I was pretty chuffed with that. And oh yeah, another update. I forgot about this. I probably said it in the last one, but they're doing a prize giving. And me and my friend, Martin, the questionable gay one, is, listen to previous podcasts if you don't know what I'm talking about. And he and I are going to get a prize for being the highest in the class. So I was pretty proud of that. So with my parents, I got money. So I'm looking forward to the graduation, which is a really awkward time because the graduation doesn't start until November and I'll be, you know, through my other course at that time. So that'll be kind of awkward. I'll be doing that. So I'm sorry if my finger was covering the mic. That might sound pretty bad, so. Oh well, not that you care. So what else? What else? What else? Here's some rain sound effects. Isn't it lovely? All these lovely raindrops falling to the ground, making noises. Me walking on the ground. Can you hear me walk, Ishkan? Why am I whispering? I don't know. There's a man walking by. So I don't want a rose suspicion. A rose. A rose. So I won't see anything. There's a rose, isn't it? Yeah, there's a rose. So yeah. Okay, he's going by now. He's looking at me, wondering why I'm talking on the phone. Hi there. Okay. He's away now. Hold on, just wait a little longer before he... So we can walk further away. And we're back. Hello. So, it's raining. It really is raining. And I don't know why I'm walking this far. I have no water. I usually like to take a bottle of water with me, like a liter bottle of Volvic water by now. And really just listen to music, which I'm not doing right. Oh, I am listening to music right now, of course. What song am I listening to? It paused. I think I paused it. I've lost my earphone. Hold on. There it is. Is this my right ear one? Yes, this is my left ear one. I'm listening to a lovely song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, of course, called Dudley. It's very nice. No, it's not about the place in England. Or... No, forget that. I was about to reference something, but I can't remember. So yeah, it's really a nice song. It's a... I think it's a love song. They've written... I think everyone knows Maps, so... That's everyone's favourite, which is not actually not my favourite Yeah Yeah song, it's something completely different. This is Dudley, this is from their Show Your Bones album, their sophomore album, as they call it, over there in America. Over here as well, I think. And their third album, there's a other little song called Hysteric. They're not as big as Maps though, which is a shame, because they're actually really good, especially Hysteric. Pardon me. That's a really good song. So yeah. I'm listening to it right now. I don't think you can hear it because I have my earphones on. I do know all the lyrics, so I could easily sing it for y'all right now. Okay. I'll put it on. Right. Here we go. Dun 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 dun. Hot cold season gonna sink in my sweat. No one is never gonna make it there yet. If you can't even cope with it, and you pass me by, you'll take it all over and make it my I'm I'm out of breath. Fast slow living is a holding me back. Wishing that my baby never told me that. I can't even cope to make it last. Then you'll pass me by, you'll take it all over and make it mine. Then you want it again. 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 People are staring. Hi there. That's my favorite part. My dear, you've been used. I'm breaking the news. Love nearly beat us. I'm thinking like you. I'm thinking of you. Love follows near us. Can love really steer us? Oh, can it be true? Oh my God, my breath. Oh, can it be true? La 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 la. Lost all reason after playing your game. Better quit staring cause you're looking the same. I can't even cope to make a change. Then you'll pass me by. You'll take it all over and make it my. Hey! And the puddle, and the puddle, and the puddle. And the puddle, and the puddle, and the puddle. How'd you get here? Okay, no one's around to see that, that's fine. Use me up, use me up. Taper off when I'm had. Thank you. Okay. Instead of jumping around in puddles for one day alone. Okay, there's someone over there looking at me, but it's okay. I'm a man, I can take it. I can take their hate towards me. I've never been bullied in my life, but I can learn how to take it from someone. Look at all those puddles up there. I'm so desperate to run into them. Okay. Okay. Okay, here I go, here I go. Yeah! Alright, that's me soaked. I think that's enough for one day. I hope you enjoyed this wet, wild adventure. And by the way, this is what I do every day when it's raining. I actually go outside and run around in the puddles. Like a 10-year-old, but I'll never grow up, whatever you say. I may be coming up for 20 in September, but I still feel like I'm 12 or in primary school. Elementary. So, yeah. I think I'll stop now. I've went on for long enough. So I hope you enjoyed the show. This is Sean signing off. Not really. One more puddle. There we go. That's the one more puddle done. Okay. I love you. Bye. Never doing that again. Ugh. God. Should probably put this in my pocket. Oh, still recording. Sorry. Bye, everyone. Bye. Love you. Love you so much. Bye. But if you ever come on, you didn't understand what I said, but okay, it's in French. Yes. Bye.